What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I don't want him to say nobody around because we cool. We going to fall out. You try to grab my girl hand, nigga. Ping, ping. Yeah, I'm going to grab the mic. Start singing.
Eddie Kane. Thank you, Eddie Kane.
Thank you very much.
We here, baby. All the Smoke Productions is officially up and running. First of all, I want to shout out Showtime, man. We had a great partnership for 3.5-4 years. Shout out everyone. You know who you are. But Jack, we doing it on our own now, baby. We got our own. We own ours.
That's what we work for, man. Like you said, appreciate Showtime for opening that door. But, you know, you got to evolve and grow, man. And it's our time.
No, no doubt. This is a weekly show, Unplugged, we'll be doing, where me and Jack just get back to catching up. You know, I think obviously All the Smoke took off and caught fire, and we quickly started incorporating guests. And I think me and you kind of lost touch on the day-to-day type shit. So that's exactly what this is. We're going to touch hot topics, not only around basketball, but around sports, culture, in general. And, man, we're going to have a good time. So, Jack, how you been, man? It's, you know, we got our own shit. We here in 2024. Shout out DraftKings. Partnered up with Meadowlark, John Skipper, and Dan Levitard, man. Shout out our guys. Really excited about that. You got a chance to talk to them. How excited are you about this new partnership?
I am, man. For the last like month and a half, I've been bored out of my mind, man, and dealing with a whole bunch of bullshit. I couldn't wait to get back to work, man. But I appreciate those guys for believing in us, for seeing our vision, and for appreciating what we've built so far. You know, shout out to BD. for everything that we built at Showtime to be able to bring this to All the Smoke Productions and do a deal with DraftKings. So salute to them.
You know, it's going to be dope, man. What's been going on in your life day to day? It's been a minute. How's life out there in Atlanta?
Man, just my youngest daughter, Sky's been into sports. My son is getting back from a leg injury. But he's like I told you,
he's a senior this year, right? Not to cut you off.
Yeah, he is a senior, and okay. I'm trying to get him to Georgia Tech with Bonzi and Damon Stoudemire.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, right here. But I told you, bro, I've been bored. I've been ready to work. I'm not the type to sit at home and just not do nothing, bro.
I'm ready
to get back to work. I'm excited about, you know, the things we got coming in the future, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been busy. I've been on the opposite. You know, obviously calling games with the Kings. We're shooting this family reality show. Look out for the Barnes Bunch coming to WeTV mid-March.
Yeah, how was the photo shoot?
Oh, my fucking God, bro. We had a photo shoot yesterday. We were supposed to actually shoot this yesterday, and we had to pick it up the next morning because the photo shoot. Could you imagine the photo shoot with six kids? And we took Ash with us early because it was just me and Anansa at first, and we took Ash, and we couldn't really watch him. Obviously, he was in the studio with us, but he had about two Cokes and probably 30 pieces of candy. Oh, he was so turned up, bro.
Geeked up. I know he was.
Photo shoot was good, man. Overall, it took like 8 hours, but we got it all, knocked it out. Was tired as shit, but we're back at it this morning. Got an early morning workout, dropped the kids off, and I'm here, man. Beat a big court case, man. Shout out my man DeMarcus Cousins. We got into some bullshit in 2016 where we're getting sued for $8 million. But it didn't work. Not guilty is what they
said. Try again.
Yeah, not guilty is what they said, man. So that was a huge blessing, man. That was weighing on me right before Christmas. So, man, we hitting 2024 running. There's a lot of
Hold on. I got a question. Hold on. Uh-huh. How do kids adapt into the cameras and the show and all?
They love it. They love it. You know, at first they're a little hesitant, but anytime you put a camera on kids, you know they're going to act a fool. So it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a real interesting. I'm looking forward to kind of checking that out just to kind of see you, man. You know, you open the door to your family. That's a very sacred and private thing. But, you know, we teamed up with Jamie Foxx and his company, our guy Datari, and, you know, we felt comfortable about moving forward with them. So we shall see. Again, Barnes Bunch coming in mid-March to WeTVs. Make sure you guys tap in. Jack, a lot going on right now, man, in sports. Obviously, Golden State is a big topic. Draymond is due back any day now. Let's start there. You know, he's been out for, man, 3 weeks maybe, 12 games, 13 games. We know Bob Myers stepped away at the beginning of this season. Jonathan Kuminga calls out Steve Kerr. There's just a lot of shit going on over there. What do you kind of make of all this, first and foremost? Let's start with Draymond.
Well, I mean, everybody wants a teammate like Draymond. Let me say that. You know, a guy that has your back, a guy that's loyal and that's going to ride for you at all times. And sometimes loyal to a fault, because I've been that guy. So I love that type of teammate where people say you're a problem, but they love when you're loyal at the same time. So I get Draymond, but at the same time, I think a lot of that comes from his lack of production, right? I mean, like, if he was doing other things besides just like making a good pass here now and then or actually getting into it with somebody, he really not doing nothing on the court. You know what I'm saying? He's not a great three-point. This is not a diss to him. He's just not a great point shooter. This is the facts. He's not a great three-point shooter. They're not dropping it to him to ISO him on it. So if he's not really just making an impact on defense or making good passes, he really not doing nothing in the game. So I think sometimes that comes from frustration of him not being able to affect the game the way he wants to, you know, offensively or defensively. So I think that's what causes his frustration. But like I just said, Greg Popovich said all the time, the only way you're going to win a championship is you have a guy like Draymond Green, like Steven Jackson, like Ron Artest. You need a guy like that to win a championship. But at the same time, I think me and Ron Artest were way better offensively than Draymond, way better offensively. And we did more on both ends of the court. And like I said, this is not a diss to him. I just think that sometimes he wants to impact the game in other ways, and he's just not able to. And he lashes out the wrong way. But I love him as a teammate. I take all his faults on my team because I know 9 out of 10 times we're going to win with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting situation. You know, obviously their talks is this dynasty done? Is the window shut? You're hearing all kinds of different things. But then also take it a step further with the Draymond situation. Like, we don't really ever know what's going on in people's personal life. You know what I mean? I was on edge going through a divorce when I played for the Clippers, and Doc Rivers said some shit wrong to me, and I was ready to whoop his ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you just never really know what people are going through, you know? So, you know, when during this time, I was checking in with bro, and, you know, I don't want nothing, man. Just letting you know I love you. I'm here checking in. Sometimes he responds, sometimes he doesn't. But I think you definitely have to wrap your arms around someone like him, because that same mentality has helped this team get 4 championships. You know what I mean? This team, mm-hmm. as great as they were with Steph, and you add KD, Clay, they don't win, to me, in my personal opinion, with all due respect to the greatness, they don't win shit without Draymond, because I was in there. He's the heartbeat of not only that team, but that franchise overall. Another topic that kind of came to it, that Draymond addressed.
That team is tissue without Draymond.
Yeah, something that Draymond addressed yesterday when he came back and spoke on his show. Shout out to bro. He just got a new deal with the Volume. He spoke about Stephen A. Smith doubting. I don't know what the word is, but he was kind of critiquing Steph's leadership, and Draymond took a huge offense to that. Stephen A. said something to the effects of, you know, if this was LeBron, we'd be questioning LeBron. Has Steph lost the locker room? What's Steph doing? How come Steph's not doing that? How come Steph's not doing this? And I think it's wrong. And today Stephen A. Smith tried to come back and say he didn't, but, you know, he insinuated that Steph didn't have the locker room. And I feel like, Jack, and you know, we're the same type of players. Draymond would have did this shit with LeBron. Draymond would have did this shit with MJ. Draymond would have did this shit with Kobe. Draymond is going to be Draymond, just like we're going to be us. So to try to point the finger and say it's Steph's fault, or how come Steph hasn't, we don't know what Steph has and hasn't been doing. You know, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, I know Dre and Steph have a lot of love for each other. They communicate often. And I like that Draymond called Stephen A out, because you took a shot at Steph and then you brought LeBron in the conversation when you didn't even need to. You know what I mean? So yep. you're creating a narrative about, does Steph have the locker room or not? Is he a leader or not? And then trying to trump that with bringing LeBron into the situation. So I just love this new media, and guys are able to call the bullshit on the spot, not let it fester, not let the narrative of just the media live out there. Like, we have our platforms and we're able to talk too. So I was glad he called out Stephen A, because I think Stephen A was wrong. You know, he didn't directly say that Steph is a bad leader, but you're insinuating that under LeBron's watch, this shit wouldn't happen. And like I said, Dre is Dre. He's going to be Dre no matter who is around. And I think pointing or blaming someone else or insinuating it's someone else's fault to keep him in line is wrong.
Championship team or struggling team, Draymond going to be the head of that locker room. Mm-hmm. That's just the personality we have. But I'm going to touch on something else for people that never had experience or never played an NBA game. This is for you. I played for the San Antonio Spurs. Tim Duncan was our best player. He didn't have the locker room. David Robinson, Kevin mm-hmm. Willis had the locker room. I played in Golden State. BD was our best player, but BD didn't have the locker room. Me and Matt had the locker room, and even Jay Rich. I played in Charlotte, where I was the best player. I didn't have the locker room. Gerald Wallace had the locker room. So I've been on different teams where it's never the best player have the locker room. It's always the guy that's the heart of the team, the guy that's willing to put his life on the line, the guy that walking how he talking. That's normally the guy that has the locker room. So for guys that's never been in the locker room, that's some news for you. The best player is never the person that has the locker room.
Sometimes, but sometimes it isn't. Every situation is different, but I agree with you 1,000%. Sometimes it's not always the best player, because sometimes the best player isn't a vocal guy, such as Steph. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean he don't have respect. He has respect, but like you said, it's other. Draymond has that locker room. And I think, you know, obviously dating back to the pool punch, I think he lost that locker room. And he and I discussed it during the playoffs last year in Sacramento, where he felt like he couldn't really be himself because he had to earn everyone's respect back in the locker room to really be himself. So it's been ugly over there. You know, mm-hmm. I fuck with all those guys. It, you know, Bob got out at the right time. Boy, Bob is sitting on ESPN, and he just got a job with the Commanders, hiring their next head, or, you know, either management or head coach or something. So Bob jumped ship at the right time. I just, you know, pray that everything lands safely and on their feet. And I think that Steve Kerr is coming to the end of his run. I think he's stressed out. He got more grays and more wrinkles than I ever recall him having. And I think this run has been a lot on him, man. This has been 9-10 years of greatness, struggles, drama, championships. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, in the next year or 2-3, maybe that Steve Kerr disrespectfully steps back and takes a break, because, you know, I love Steve, and I think all this shit has been a lot of them. Which leads me to our next topic. Jonathan Kuminga, a young up-and-coming star, calls out Steve Kerr in the media. Jack, when we first came in the league, you late 90s, me early 2000s, if a young player called out a coach publicly, what would have happened?
9 out of 10 times his ass was going to be gone that week. They're going to release him. He's going to be in back when I was, it was the CBA. Your ass was going to be in the CBA. You weren't going to be playing nowhere around the NBA. And then again, on your way out, one of them vets was going to pull you to the side on the way out and be like, say, look, young fella, don't ever do no shit like that again. This is your, you know what I'm saying? And give you some game and jack you up right quick. So it's different these days, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. And you wonder why Draymond act the way he do. Because look at the shit they dealing with in the league now. You know what I'm saying? These young players play when they want to. They say what they want. They do what they want. Like, it's a lot going on. You know what? The more that I think about it, I'll be acting like Draymond, too. I'll be running around choking niggas in the game and doing be frustrated, too, dog. Because watching this shit is frustrating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watching is frustrating. But, Kuminga, you do not have the right, bro. I love you as a player, a young talent. But you do not have the right to even speak on the Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame player, Steve Kerr. You know what I'm saying? Show him more respect and go to him in private and let him know how you feel. But I don't even think you at that point. I think you at the point where you talk to Draymond and tell Draymond how you feel and try to correlate that to coach. I don't even think you have the, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, that's how I would play it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think this was a mistake on Kuminga's part. Steve Kerr is one of the most open door policy type coach. But even to take a step further, you talk to your OGs, you know what I mean? And listen to see what they have to say. And, you know, although Kuminga is playing well and he's been waiting for his time and, you know, his time is now, obviously I think Kuminga's play has Wiggins on the trading block. But yeah, young fella, you don't do that in public. Obviously frustration, and it's just a different time. People are speaking their mind across several fronts. Sometimes it's right, but in this particular team sport, you know, you got to go talk to either your coach or you talk to your star players, because you definitely don't throw that out there, especially with all the other bullshit swirling around the team now too. So he'll learn from it. Again, we both agree, tremendous talent. This kid is 6'10" and has it all. So I'm excited to see his growth. I just think he made a small mistake. He probably regrets it, but he's got to keep moving forward. On another front, a very interesting front, Pat McAfee, someone I don't really know, got a chance to do a show, big fan of what he does. Jack, I think we're in an era now of the fuck shit is going to be called out. I think the Diddy stuff opened the door. Cat Williams kicked that motherfucker open, and we may touch on that a little bit later. But I love what Pat McAfee did here, because for so long, obviously, with all due respect for ESPN, I had a good run with them. That is the machine. But the days of the suits is coming to an end. Jack, when you hear this, what are your thoughts?
I believe him. I mean, it was a couple high-powered jerks working there when I was there. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't get in their face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't come around when Fire was trolling them ESPN offices smelling like Doja. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't doing that then. But now I feel him though, Matt, on real talk, because, you know what I'm saying, when I was there, me and Gina, I had a situation where, you know, where I basically called out, what's the dude's name? They say he got always got the stories, man, all the time.
Woj.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was on air with him, and he did some bullshit with Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler called me right there, and I told him online, I said, man, you lying. You know what I'm saying? And Rachel told me to say it, nigga, on air. You know what I'm saying? So they came back through I forgot his name. Somebody, it came back through somebody, and Wiles to tell you that it was a whole bunch of nonsense. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ended up not getting paid. That's why I ended up not working there. But man, I feel him, bro, because they, you know, you don't know what to say. You don't know when you can be yourself these days, and now it's to the point where, if I got to go out being myself, then so be it. I can live with that. You know what I'm saying? That's where we at now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to know. It's still a fine line because, like you said, Matt, we know how to disagree with people and without demeaning them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And people always twist your words. But at the same time, hey, man, I love it because I feel like there's more people like me now. Mm-hmm. I ain't by myself no more.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think you made a great point. I mean, if you're going to go out, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and think you're a clown if you went out trying to portray someone else. If you're going to go out, you got to go out on your 10 toes. And that was my situation with ESPN. I got politicked out over some bullshit that went down. But it just kind of is what it is. I had a great run. I felt like, you know, my face being on that platform was beneficial for my career. But, you know, all good things come to an end. You know, another topic is, you know, Stephen A. Smith is coming up soon. And there's a lot of talk, sis. If they don't break him bread like they breaking other people bread, he might go independent. You know, Pat McAfee's the biggest thing smoking. Does he really need the machine behind him anymore? So, again, you always got to respect the people that paved the way. You know, ESPN was one of those spaces, but at the same time, this talent, the content is outgrowing the old school bullshit, the old politics, the sneak dissing, the whispering behind your back and shaking your hand and smiling in your face. All that shit is out the window, man. 2024, motherfuckers is coming clean. So good luck.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Next up, man, Ja Morant sending prayers to bro, man. It's been a season from hell. I think he played a total of 9 games this year. Injured his shoulder last night, done for the season. You know, we always wish him well. He's one of our favorite players. Jack, as the team now, who knows they're really, with all due respect, ain't shit without him. Also a big missing piece is Steven Adams. Where does this team go? You play it out? Do you make moves? Do you, you know, pack it in and understand that you still have Bane, you still have Triple J. What's the next move for Memphis moving forward for the, you know, the second half of the season?
I just want to send a lot of love out to Jai. I know the feeling of wanting to get back on the court when you suspended. You know what I'm saying? The whole time you just want to get back on the court and get back to doing what you love. And this happened, you know, he get injured. So I just want to send him my love, man, and get back on the court soon. Because, you know, one thing we all know what he can do is play basketball.
Let's watch TV.
And change the game. But it's over.
It's over.
Y'all, you know, Ja came back, brought life back. They started winning, beating good teams, all that. Ja, it's over, baby. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's over.
There were still holes there, though, because obviously as good as Triple J is on the defensive end, and obviously his offense is looking good, too, they don't rebound. They don't rebound at all. And again, Steven Adams is an unsung hero on that team because he held the middle down, rebounded all the dirty work. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a rough second half of the season. I think they pack it in, see what they can get in the draft. Is it worth trading that draft pick and trying to get another star? Because obviously it's hard to get free agents to go to small markets such as Memphis. So, man, we're praying for Ja. Good luck to the team the rest of the way. And, shit, we'll see y'all next year, I guess.
Hey, I think Ja be a good draw, though.
Huh?
Even though Memphis is not a place where everybody want
to
play, I think
people will come to play with Ja.
Yeah. So I think they can get somebody.
I want to talk real quick before we move on to the next topic, Jack. The way Ja plays, there's a long line of history, and there's one of the greatest to ever do with this sitting on his bench that fell victim to this, and Derrick Rose, athletic, jumping point guards that hit the ground, that attack the rim with veracity. I mean, one of our brothers, Baron Davis, was very similar to these guys at the beginning of their career. We mentioned Derrick Rose. How do these guys change their game so that they have some longevity? Because obviously Ja's must watch. He's dunking on people left and right. He's incredible, an arsenal of weapons. But that ground is undefeated. You know what I mean? So how does someone as talented as him kind of, I don't want to say tone his game back, but how does he fine-tune his game that he'll have a 15-plus year career because he has that kind of talent?
It's kind of impossible because as a basketball player, the adjustments you make are not trying to jump shorter or trying to slow down. You know what I'm saying?
Like
adjustments to make. The adjustments you make is working on your shot, working on your arc, or what he needs to do, work on his body, get stronger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what he needs to do. That's the adjustments you make. I think the way he jump and the way he play, it's too far in the game to change that. You know what I'm saying? I think for him, he just needs to try to find some way to get in the locker room. That's what hurt AI. AI didn't lift weights. He was just talented, but AI stayed hurt a lot, even though he wasn't a high flyer like Derrick Rose and Ja Morant, but he still was hurt a lot from going to the rim and getting knocked to the ground. Mm-hmm. So for me, Ja Morant, I think he just needs to get stronger, put a little weight on so he can deal with a lot of those falls and those bumps and bruises from those big guys, but he don't need to change his game. He just needs to be a little smarter. You know what I'm saying? When playing the game. And I think that's going to come in time.
Mm-hmm. Peace and love, bro. Wish you a speedy recovery. Jack, Rolling Stone, top 100 R&B songs of the 21st century. We know I'm an R&B thug. If I'm not listening to Pac, I'm listening to 90s R&B. Let's start at number 10, Brandy, Full Moon, Erykah Badu, Bag Lady, John Legend. Number 8, Ordinary People, Alicia Keys, Fallen at 7. Frank Ocean, Thinking About You at 6. Mariah Carey, my all-time celebrity crush, We Belong Together. At number 5, Mary J. We need to get Mary J on the show. Be Without You. Beyonce, Dangerously in Love at number 3. D'Angelo, Untitled, number 2. And the number 1 song of the 21st century by Rolling Stone is Usher, Confessions, Part 2.
Thoughts on this list? Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no way. Not
what you got? Throw me another song out there you think is... I'm hitting you off the top, too.
Yeah, man. No freak.
I'm a big Usher fan, though. I love Usher. And what he had a mean run in that early 2000s, man. Usher was him. So.
I'm not saying that. I'm not
going against it. No doubt.
I'm not going against it. I just know it's something harder that could have been the number one, man. Yeah, it's going to give me a minute. But, you know, shout out to Usher. You know, I jam that album. I jam all this music, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go to this concert because I don't want the nigga singing to me. But
he don't want to sing to you. He want to sing to your girl. Saying, quit playing I'm with yourself. Saying, man, yeah, he don't want to sing to you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't want him to sing nobody around because we cool. We going to fall out. You try to grab my girl hand, nigga. Ping, ping. Yeah, I'm going to grab the mic. Start singing.
Eddie Kane. Thank you, Eddie Kane.
Thank you very much.
What's next? Man, we're here. Again, as we mentioned in the beginning, you know, we're doing our own thing with All the Smoke Productions. Thank you, everyone who made that possible.
Thank you.
Doing our thing now for about a month. The last episode we dropped was Big Boy, his gun story. He had two of them things tucked under his flap. Jack, that shit got 14 million views on TikTok.
That's crazy. That's crazy. The bullshit. Hey, the bullshit gets all the views, man.
That shit was crazy. That was a crazy story, though, because I was reading the comments and, you know, obviously I got a lot of love for Big and understand, excuse me, because I've been in LA for so long that Big is an icon here. But I was kind of worried about, not necessarily worried, but wondered how the rest of the country would perceive him. And when I was looking at those comments and the views and how much love he got, I was really happy because he's such a dope human being with crazy stories. He's been
pioneer
historical for, you know, big events that's happened in LA and you know, the voice of the West Coast. So I was really happy that went over well. That shit was crazy. Also something that they pointed out that I knew about, and I'll add one more city to this, is, you know, the gun story happened in Culver City, and that is a very racially profiling city by the cops. And one more city I'll throw in there, Manhattan Beach. They don't like black people in Manhattan Beach either. Boy, they was fucking with me when I played for Lakers. I think I told that story before. So very interesting that there really are cities, we all know that, but that people are letting people know, like, you can be arrested or pulled over for driving with the wrong pigment out there. So be careful, folks. one thing before we close out, Jack, I want to touch on real quick. Cat Williams shook up the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously with the Diddy stuff, you know, that opened up a door of, I don't know if you want to call it snitching, I'm not saying, but it's just kind of telling your truth, I guess, is maybe the new word for 2024, tell your truth. So again, it happened with Diddy. Cat Williams went on with a loaded clip, and aired a lot of people out. And I've been knowing Cat for a long time, man. A really solid, authentic, real dude. He was calling people out. Some of them are cool with. Some of them I don't really care about. Some of them I don't really care. Like Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's kind of always been really arrogant when I ran across him. So for him to air out Steve Harvey's whole hairpiece and joke stealing, that shit tickled me. You know what I mean? That shit really tickled me. That motherfucker had a moon roof, and then all of a sudden his shit is clean, talking about this is me. Nah, bro.
I was getting my hair cut four times a week. No, you wasn't, bro. You wasn't.
You was gluing the top down.
You was dying that sponge on your head four times a week.
But again, thoughts to just people. Again, some probably truth, some exaggerated, some might be wrong. But I think Cat, again, like I said, the Diddy stuff opened the door. The Cat stuff kicked in the door. I appreciate it from a standpoint of there's just been so much dirty shit behind closed doors happening across the board, whether it be sports, entertainment, music, movies, whatever the situation. There's a lot of fuck shit that goes on behind closed doors, and there's a lot of weird shit that has to happen for you to climb. And I love that people are starting to call the bullshit out because there's so much of it. What do you think about the bullshit being called? I know you're a fan of it.
I'm a big fan of it. Shout out Cat Williams for speaking how he feel. I talked to Mike Epps, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I met Cat Williams with you. Mm-hmm. And what he said about he didn't roll his blunts and he smoked a brand new one every 2 seconds, he was not lying. He didn't roll one. I know that's one thing he wasn't lying about. But Mike Epps told me, said a lot of that shit was true. You know, all of it wasn't true, but a lot of that shit was true. And, you know, I respect anybody that speak their mind, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you're willing to deal with the consequences behind it and ruining relationships, then obviously, you know what I'm saying, it needed to be said. Because, you know, it's been times where I want to say certain things about people, but I don't care that much. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't care that much. You know, I think for people to speak their mind like that, there's a lot of things that's bothering them that they've been holding in that they need to heal from. So it's imperative that they let it out the way they need to. You know what I'm saying? And I've been like that sometimes. You know, it's times where I lash out because I want the certain person to hear what I have to say, or I felt like somebody did something wrong to somebody, and I think they got away with it, so now I got to defend that person. That's the same type of thing. So I respect Cat Williams for speaking his truth and being who he is, but for me, as a person, Cat Williams is 100 with me, and I can only speak from my experiences with him.
Always been 100. I mean, case in point, Jack, you just let off a whole clip on ESPN, and you haven't done it out of respect for me. So I appreciate you holding your peace until no peace had to be held. For all you guys can catch our most recent shows. Sit down and check out the LaMarcus Aldridge interview, Big Boy, on YouTube or the DraftKings Network. Speaking of LaMarcus Aldridge, I actually talked to Greg Oden via DM yesterday.
Oh, that's dope.
And just told him, man, we got a lot of love and respect for you. We'd love to sit down with you. I know he's a very quiet, private person, but I think, you know, he's someone that doesn't talk. Another person is Brandon Roy, two guys that play with L.A., and, you know, we'd love to get both of them. But Greg said he's down. He said probably after the college season he'll come sit down with us. So definitely looking forward. Shout out Greg Oden, man.
Shout out Greg Oden.
Can't wait for you to come tell your story, man, because I definitely think you got a bad rap. We're headed to New York next week, and we got a hit list. So if any of you guys hear this, we're looking for you. We want Nicki Minaj, Spike Lee, Dr. J. I think we got Antoine Walker, Jalen Brunson, Grandma Ma. Where are you at? I know you work for the Knicks, bro.
We LJ.
Rod Strickland, the OG Rod Strickland. Yo. Gangsta Spree, the Trail Spreewell. We need you. Homie Dewan Wagner. Bassie, me and Jack got some talking to do to you. I know you and Sebastian went back and forth. Shout out to the little
Bassie homie. Just went on Is What It Is, too.
That's not. And I think it was because the shit that you and him kind of had going back and forth.
Yeah, of course. Shout out Bassie.
Yeah, we definitely got to sit down and burn when we're broke. Check that out. Lenny Cook, Allen Houston, someone I think is very overlooked, who was a killer in his day.
Yes, he was.
Shout out to Worldwide Wes. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Wes, we looking for you, baby. Catch us in New York.
And he got stories about the brawl because he was right there in the middle of it.
Bro, too. Wes is everywhere somehow. He's on the field for the national championship games. He's in championship parades. Wes is literally everywhere. And last but not least, Rick Pitino. We know you out there at St. John's now. Come sit down with your boys. Let's sit down and rap. This week we got one of the greatest to ever do it, Andre Ward. That'll be dropping Thursday on our YouTube channel. Make sure y'all tap in for that.
And go get his book.
Yeah, definitely. Great book, great story.
SOG.
And really been able to kind of reinvent himself on another level. Looking ahead to this week, man, we got a dope slate coming for you guys, man. All the Smoke Productions, we're dropping a slate of shows this year, so be on the lookout. We got some big names in negotiation with some bigger names, so, you know, we're doing our thing now. You know what I mean? We want to be a content hub where, you know, kind of the paid in full model, man. Come mess with us. We're going to give you the best product for the cheapest price. We're not going to take your IP. We're going to let you keep your IP. We're going to help you get some brand sponsorships and really help people build what we've built. You know what I mean? Again, there's a lot of shady business out here with people who claim they're doing shit for the people, man. And we're going to stand on that. We're doing it for our folks, our brothers, our sisters. Come sit down with us. And all we want to do is help you build your platform out and utilize our resources and help you win. So we're looking for people behind the scenes, too. So if you're an editor, graphic designer, all that kind of shit, and you think you're nice, DM All the Smoke Productions. Our team will check it out. We'll vet you. And who knows, man? You might be able to mess with us. And that's always something fun. So stay tuned for that.
That way.
Where else? Anything else?
Okay. That way.
Well, man, it's been a good run. This is called All the Smoke Unplugged. So you can check us out weekly right here. You know where to find us, man. Jack, it's going to be a great 2024. We just signed that new deal with DraftKings. Shout out DraftKings. Love y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
It's just
Let's get it.
So peace and love, man. So you can find this episode on the DraftKings Network. Be there or keep being a square. See y'all next week.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.